you tune to Travel Writers Radio. Graham Kimlow was in Adelaide recently for the annual Destination South Australia, in which the state showcases its meetings and event sector that has recently been injected with hundreds of millions of dollars of infrastructure. Graham spoke with Adelaide Convention Bureau Chief Executive Damien Kitto about the city's focus in its bid to lure business delegates and corporate high achievers to sample some of the unique offerings in Adelaide and the regions.
Well, Damien Kitto, pretty exciting year in Adelaide. We're sitting here in the convention centre in a space that we've actually been in before, but out the back towards the river, it's all happening, isn't it?
Yes, Graham, thanks again for joining us. Really appreciate it. Adelaide's been transforming now for something like 5 years. We've got new laneways with bars and restaurants popping up, new hotels. But as you just mentioned, Adelaide's riverbank, which we consider as Australia's best connected business, events and entertainment precinct, is still going through that $5 billion redevelopment process. And as we've just heard earlier this morning, the convention centre celebrating 30 years this very year, but they're opening stage two as part of their new $400 million redevelopment. So the centre will go from hosting conferences and plenary areas in particular of a couple of thousand to 3,500. So there's a lot happening. Festival Plaza is due to come online in a couple of years' time. That'll be an amazing outdoor meeting space for business and conventions. And of course, the Festival Theatre and the Adelaide Casino are also going through redevelopments as well. Moving past that, and probably another 5 years away, is the old hospital site down past the Cultural Boulevard on North Terrace. That will also have new hotels and other outdoor activity space, but potentially a new arts and theatre hall as well. So the developments in Adelaide just keep progressing. But fortunately for us, the business event sector, a lot of this infrastructure really strongly benefits us. So we're winning great business, particularly large conventions, and now the incentive business out of Asia is just starting to open up for us as well.
I was going to ask you about incentives. It's not something that you would have originally said, Adelaide. But you've worked hard over the past few years to market yourselves into those prime target markets, and you're getting some results.
We are. It was only a bit over a week ago I returned from China, along with the CEO of the SA Tourism Commission, Rodney Harricks. We announced that Adelaide's just secured a 3,000-pack incentive group out of China. The organisation's called Perfect China. They're coming to Australia. They're hubbing in Melbourne. We're having 3,000 as an offshoot here in Adelaide. So that will be a real game changer and a significant opportunity. They're a marquee brand. And so to show the rest of the direct selling agencies and indeed corporate organisations across China that, wow, we've got hosting this marquee brand, if we can pull it off, and I'm more than confident we can, it'll really open the eyes of a number back in China but across the rest of Asia that, wow, Adelaide's on the map for incentives. And I think we all know that Gold Coast, Sydney, Melbourne do incentives very well. We certainly see Adelaide as that new proposition in Australia for big incentive groups.
Now, you obviously got the plenary to cater for a big number like that for an incentive, but what's the adrenaline stuff you're going to offer them?
It's interesting. This group owns wine around the world. They've got wineries in Germany, in South Africa, in Chile. So obviously our strength is our wine, considering we do produce 74% of Australia's premium wine. So wine is off the menu. So it's very much about the food. It's about coastal experiences. They're going to head up into the hills. There'll be cheese. There'll be meat. And some amazing scenery, and of course the wilderness. You know, we've got Cleland Conservation Park up there, which is the only place in Australia where you can actually not only pat a kangaroo, but particularly hold a koala. So it's a little bit of everything. There'll be some nighttime activity back in the city as well. It's fair to say this particular incentive isn't your traditional where it's team building, high adrenaline. It's actually a more relaxed lifestyle type visit. So we're setting up an amazing itinerary, but we can do so much more, particularly with the wine country included as well.
Now, obviously Adelaide is close to the East Coast, and you draw a lot of your visitation from there. From a leisure perspective, there's been a lot of effort gone into Adelaide's food and wine scene, restaurants, new hotels. How attractive do you think Adelaide is now, by comparison, say, with your Melbournes and your Sydneys?
I think, Graeme, if we look back 10 years ago, you know, I'm a born and bred Adelaidean and very proud of that. You know, I've seen the city transform now, you know, for the last 5 to 10 years. And, you know, talking to interstate colleagues and clients and other people, there has been this perception that Adelaide's dull and boring. You know, we are the festival city. We've just finished Mad March, or Magic March, as some people are now calling it, where we have the Fringe, the second biggest fringe behind Edinburgh. We've got the Adelaide Festival. We've got WOM Adelaide, which doesn't occur anywhere else. We've just had the Clipsal 500, the Tour Down Under. There's some amazing events there. So the secret to our business is to not only showcase here's the other things to do away from business events, but when you bring people in on the ground and they see, wow, what an amazing convention centre and what amazing social venues they've got. You've already mentioned the restaurants and the bars, but then the regional areas. So in terms of talking about the complete package for a business event delegate, you're only 20 minutes, 30 minutes into the heart of the Adelaide Hills, 20 minutes to the sea, an hour to the Barossa, 40 minutes to the McLaren Vale wine country as well. Everything is so close, convenient and easy. So that's what it's all about, is the way that we package it together. But with regional development, but particularly the city development, we're changing perception. So again, to bring people in on the ground, hosting people as part of Destination SA as we are, we're really changing perceptions in people's minds. Wow, you've actually got it here in Adelaide in South Australia. It's a small city with big city infrastructure now.
So the government here clearly recognises that business events is also a bit of a precursor to other visitation, to delegates coming back with their families, this sort of thing. How important is that when you factor in the dollar value of your contribution to the state?
As we know, business events is very much a high-yielding sector. Our research indicates that a delegate spends something like $630 per day when they arrive. So very high yield. The government does appreciate that. They're spending $400 million here on this great Adelaide Convention Centre, plus the billions across the whole sort of business and entertainment precinct. So that's all for business events infrastructure. So the government's investing. We've got good support in terms of marketing support to do things and attract people, be it national or international business. So it is a strong contributor. But as Rodney Harris has also been saying recently as well, we're kicking goals on the leisure side. Again, we're having more interstate visitors, more international visitors, particularly out of Asia, and the advent of China Southern and other airlines now flying directly into Adelaide. Tourism is one of the key industry sectors now in the South Australian economy. Government has recognised that, and I think with our election only in March 2018, both sides of the floor are really going to be using tourism and the visitor economy as one of the newfound industries to take us into the future.
Well, Damon Kiddo, thanks very much for having us at Destination SA again, and good luck.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Graeme.
And that was Damon Kiddo of Adelaide Convention Bureau with Graeme Kemlow.